Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Joyce Hardy. She's a life coach, life purpose coach practitioner, and NLP master practitioner. Joyce, welcome to our podcast.
Thanks for having me on, Christopher.
So a lot of people always ask me, Christopher, how do you stop being a coach or a speaker? And one of the things is they have to really understand their demographic. They have to understand their clients. In your case, you're very specific. You say that you work with women over 40 as a life coach. Tell us why you chose that demographic and that specific audience.
The reason for choosing that was several years ago. I had a horrendous year. Things got really bad. And I was looking for help and support to get out of it. I didn't want a counselor or a therapist, but a life coach. And when I went looking, everyone was half my age with no life experience and no disrespect to them, but I couldn't relate to them in any way whatsoever. So I saw this niche that wasn't being, it wasn't there for women of my age. So I decided to do something about it, and that's why I set up the Reignited Woman.
And I love that term, reignited. So tell us why you chose that word, reignited.
Basically, because that's what I was. I had spent 30-odd years in the corporate world. I had a really good job, earned lots of money, and then one day it just all vanished because my health wouldn't allow me to work. And that was part of the bad time when I lost my job and family moved away and everything. So as I grew and changed and came out of that, I became a reignited woman. I got the passions back that I'd had when I was younger. I developed a bucket list, which I hadn't had since before I had my daughter. So I felt that I had become reignited, and therefore I thought that that was a great thing to call my company, because that's what I want to do for women, is reignite them and help them get their passions back.
No, that's great. I mean, one of the most inspiring women that I know, I'm grateful to call a friend, her name is Diana Nyad. She's not in her 40s, she's actually in her 60s. She actually probably just turned 70, but she's the only woman to swim from Cuba to Key West. And she did it at age 64. But what I'm saying is age, oftentimes, as you get older, I'm in my 40s as well. Well, I don't know if you're in your 40s now, but I'm saying I'm in my 40s, and a lot of people, they just get into this rut and they don't get excited or they're not ignited. So I love that you've chosen that niche. And frankly, people that are older have more money to hire you too. So how did you actually get out of that rut? Because you mentioned you had some challenging times with your job and some of your relationships. What was the turning point for you? Was it a book you read? Was it you taking daily actions? What was the moment that you decided to just move forward with your life and help other people?
Well, I decided that if I stayed where I was, things were going to get really dark. Alcohol was my best friend at that point in time. And I knew I couldn't go on that way. It's a bit like we all know how to diet, but we don't really do it at times. And to be fair, this was the same. I knew what I had to do. So I chose one area of my life at a time and just worked day by day to get it back to a place where I wanted it to be. And that's why now I have the six areas of my business that I focus on, which is different areas in women's lives. And that covers things like confidence. When I lost my job, I lost all the confidence. If you'd asked me if my name was Joyce, I'd probably have had to think about it. So it was covering off things like my confidence. It was loneliness, which is the most horrific feeling in the world. Obviously health, because that was a big thing. And I wasn't going to be defined by my health. I wanted to try and get to a place where it was as good as it can be. And when doctors say there's nothing we can do for you anymore, you have to start looking after yourself. And that's what I did day by day, read books, researched on the internet, looked for what other people had done, and gradually pulled myself to a place where I think I've got a really good life.
And that's really great, Joyce. And again, leading by example, you get to lead other people, your clients specifically, do that as well. So on your LinkedIn, it says that 25% of all people that experience loneliness do so because of the low self-esteem. And given what we're going through now in this whole environment globally, how do you go about helping clients with loneliness?
Loneliness is one of those things that unless you are really in it, you don't get it. People say, well, yeah, I get lonely too. It's being on my own, and it's not about being in your own necessarily. It's about sitting in a room full of people and still feeling really lonely. And it's working with people to say, when do they feel lonely? Why is that feeling there? What triggers it? And then trying to build in new steps so that when the trigger happens, you do something positive rather than thinking of, I'm incredibly lonely.
No, that's important. And so with things like confidence, now let's talk about that. How do you go about guiding your clients through being more confident with themselves?
Again, that is very much looking at when. At the moment, I'm doing work with a charity who help women get back into work. And I'm helping these women build up their confidence for going to interviews. And it's about, well, my big tip for confidence is about doing one thing that scares you every single day. And that thing could be as simple as having a conversation with someone at the supermarket. It could be you decide to go somewhere on your own that you wouldn't normally go. Again, it's all very gentle steps. And working around particular circumstances. So if it is about job interviews, it's practicing it, it's rehearsing it, it's making sure that you have the right clothes, because if you're wearing the right clothes and you feel you look good, then you can do absolutely anything. But if you're not feeling good about how you look, that can impact your confidence. So it's just, again, everything I do is very simple, but it's building up the steps and everything.
I like that though, Joyce, because again, a lot of times people try to complicate things, but I really enjoyed how you mentioned their gentle steps, because unfortunately, especially as a man, like especially in the Western culture, men are like, oh, you got to not sleep and you got to just do it and get over your pain and blah, blah, blah. But I like how you mentioned it's gentle, because ultimately most people don't do diets. As you mentioned, we know what to do. We just don't do it. So I just like how specific you are, whether it is going out and meeting someone you don't know, those things really do help with your confidence. And it's profound, because what have you found that when you do share this with your clients, what are some of the results that they've gotten relative to your coaching?
Oh, I mean, it's amazing the things that people will come back and do. I worked with a woman who had been in a job for 20 odd years. And it turned out just recently during all the lockdown that she decided that she hated it. And the reason that she hated it was it wasn't what she planned to do. She took it when the kids were young so that the kids could, she could take them to school, pick them up, be there for them. And the kids were now, had left home, and she was stuck in this dead end job. She has now set up her own business. And in the period of the last 8 weeks has started trading. And she is now sitting down writing a book. Now, this is from someone who had a part-time job that they absolutely hated. But it was giving her back her confidence. It was giving her back the, you know, you might be 50, but you're not dead. You've got plenty of time to work, so keep going. And one of the things, when I started my first business at 54, so again, by being that example, I can help my clients, because I've been there. I know what they're feeling. But you know, that's an incredible success story, this woman. And yeah, I can't wait to read the book because it's going to be amazing. I just know it.
No, that's amazing. And that's the beauty of being a coach or speaker, because you really do get to impact and transform lives in a very tangible way. So Joyce, thank you so much for being on our podcast. How can our guests connect with you?
They can connect with me on my website, which is www.thereignitedwoman.com. Or they can email me at joyce@thereignitedwoman.com.
Great. Joyce, thank you so much for being on our podcast. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.